Hello. This speaker has been recorded at a meeting of Addictive Eaters Anonymous. For more information, visit our website www.aeainfo.org.
My name is Trina. I'm an addicted eater and I'm happy to be here still. Still happy to be here. And then thanks for asking me to share. And when I get asked, the mind wants to prepare and figure out and what to read it's fine. What I've learned here is all I can do is share my experience. That's all I have and that's all I can do. And that's enough. Like it was shown to me when I got into AA, others shared their experience. And I could relate. I didn't want to relate, but I could relate. I didn't want to hear what I was told, but I listened. I didn't feel desperate, but I was. The food, it was year. As long as I can remember, I've been doing things with food. Not eating too much. For sure, eating in secret. Eating different things when people were watching. Yeah, it's just hard work, really hard work. Lying to myself, to others, trying to present myself a certain way. And I thought, yesterday I thought, oh, it's getting easier to go to work. Because before going to work, it was kind of a show I had to put on, or just going out. It was a show I had to put on that showed how good everything was going. Everything was always fine. If you asked me, how are you? I was on over the top, happy. And I it didn't match the picture of what just happened before or how I was acting around. Here in the house, but for sure I would really make an effort in new relationship to do put this show on. I don't feel like it's like that today, and I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of energy, a lot of ideas, a lot of addiction is someone in AA. Here in Denmark, she said, it's not because we lack things to do or we are not clever or intelligent. It's sometimes it's almost like there's just too much of it. And I could really relate, just too much going on. I'm too big for myself and all the thinking is too much for myself. And ever since I was a child at the same time, I was move into this fantasy world and live there a lot of the time in my imagination and not really being present. And I remember a psychiatrist said to me once, it's like you're not living. It's like you have this video camera up and you are just observing what's going on around you. It's not like you're present. And I could really relate to that because that, of course, it helped to be in the food, to drink, to do what I did. It helped to just be away, to have a distance to what was going on. And my story is that I stopped drinking and then I had a small problem with food. Nothing to talk about, just a small thing. And it just turned out that the woman who was sponsoring me from AA, she said, you have a huge problem with food and I cannot help you. You have to search for help somewhere else. I don't know what's going on. She was an alcoholic. She said, I don't know what's going on with you, Trina, but it's simply not nice being around you and food. I don't know what it is. Something is wrong. And that day, I had really pulled myself together. I'd been in a cafe. I looked sharp. Right close. I did conversation. I was funny. And then she said to me, it's not nice being around you. And I made such an effort to be whatever you want me to be. And I didn't know where to turn. And then Yeah, I'd met someone who had heard about AEA, and I heard about AEA, and then immediately I said, "Give me a sponsor. I just want to go ahead." And I was told, "Yeah, might be for you, might not. Ring, phone, let's see, let's see." And then I started listening what people were doing here. And the definition of sobriety, all mind-altering substances. And I must admit, I didn't drink, but oh, I loved the painkiller. And I had so many things, and flirts and men, and there were so many things I could do because I was living in such a form of reward. When Trina had done something, she had, oh, that's good, you need a reward. Oh, you know you've done that, so you should be rewarded and brag about it. But I got so much help from AEA, and at a certain time, I just knew I couldn't trust my thinking, and I needed to do this. I needed to do this, and I must admit, I got so occupied living the lifestyle, just following the suggestions, that a lot of the problems that always occurred, they sort of paused, or I don't know what happened, because I just got busy living life instead of all this. And I've done this, so I need to be rewarded. I need to sleep. I need to relax. I need to. And I just started getting up, going to work, going to a meeting, taking care of my family. And I was like, I told the sponsor I had at that time, I said to her, "I've cooked for my husband and child." And I was like, "Whoa." And she said, "That's a very normal thing to do, Trina." But I thought, "Ooh, look at me. I've been here some years, and my husband, I like this story," because he said one day, "It's amazing how tidy it is." Because before, I couldn't manage to tidy up after myself, so you could see wherever I'd been in the house. Because I would have just leave things all over. And all of a sudden, because of this way of life, I started to just, to my own self, be true and be self. I don't know the word for it, but you know, it just made sense that if I had put something all over the table, that I tied it up and finished my things. And I learned that in a very grown up age. I find that a bit embarrassing, but I haven't done that before. My old AA sponsor, she said, "Trina, you live a life like you're always searching for a party, just sitting, waiting. What's going to happen?" And it's not like that today. Today, I really enjoy my everyday life. Never done that before. Never. Always looked for a holiday or when can I live life? When am I going to? And today, I just. No, it's not. It's in my everyday life. I do really enjoy my life, and also, I mean, friendship has changed in the time I've been here. I was always very, very eager to be with people, and what can I do? And if they had other friends, I had a problem with that because I could only, it was like we are exclusive here in this friendship. And I saw some of all that nonsense in my fifth step, and saw that we all need each other, and it's good that there are more people, and friendship are a different thing than what I thought. A relationship is a different thing. Marriage is a different thing than what I thought. And I'm just so, yeah, so really happy because I took the suggestion. I shared my life with a sponsor and sober members and grew up. And today, I'm not the one who can say that things change, but I feel a different way when I'm with colleagues and when I'm with family. I have a relationship today with my father, with my mom, and they're not panicking. How is Trina? As I told someone from the fellowship before, when I called, if I called my mom, she would just throw everything away and run to the phone. And for some years, she said, "No, it's not a good time, and let's talk on another occasion." She trusts that I'm okay. She's not afraid that I'm ki trying to kill myself or I can't manage, because that was one of the things I did. When I couldn't take responsibility, I would blame others. I would blame whoever, and especially my mom or my husband, or they were in. It was their responsibility how I felt, and I know today it's my responsibility. And it's just so good, no matter what happens, that I've been taught to pause, to breathe, to pray, to just stop. And then in AEA, all of a sudden, I mean, for years I heard the slogans in AA and they didn't make sense to me. And then here, because of sobriety and because it all of a sudden makes such a good sense. I was the AA slogans and everything, this way of life. That was just what was on the heart. That's me now. Thank you.